Yep.
I'll call the organizational meeting to order for the Marysville PVSD Board of Education. If everybody will rise and for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first order of business is the election of the Board of Education president. The board's policy calls for members of the board to be elected annually at the organizational meeting to serve as the president of the board, and that shall be by roll call vote. I would comment that prior to this meeting beginning, Sue Devine and Amy Powers took their oaths of office and as such are eligible to be nominated for a position with the Board of Education. So I'll now open the floor to a nomination or for nomination for president of the Board of Education.
I hereby, Amy Powers, nominate Sue Devine for president.
Sue Devine has been nominated.
Second.
We have a second. Are there any other nominations for president? Hearing none. Nominations.
I think we need a
motion
call.
We need a motion to close the nomination.
Okay. I'll move then that the nominations be closed.
I'll second then.
We have a motion and a second to close the nominations. Roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Okay. And now call for a motion to elect Sue Devine as board president. We have a motion from Amy.
Wait, there is a motion to nominate, and now there's another motion.
It's a motion to close nominations, and then a motion to, yes, and now a motion to elect.
This is to elect.
So moved.
I don't know whether this is an extraneous step or not. And I will second that.
Okay, I see. Okay, I get it.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
All right. And with that, I will transfer to our board president.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I really appreciate the vote of confidence. And I was thinking about it this afternoon. I thought, well, if it just happens like this, how grateful I am to be working with all of you, because you really make it easy to be the board president, working with a group that is respectful and all focused on doing what's right for the students in Marysville. So I'm excited for the new year, and look forward to doing some great things. So thank you. And with that, now we would I would open it up for nominations for our vice president, be the same as the last one. Our board policy calls for a member of the board to be elected annually at the organizational meeting. So if somebody would like to make a nomination.
I would like to nominate Richard Smith.
All right.
Second.
And are there any other nominations? No. Hearing none, I would accept a motion to close the nominations for vice president.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. And now I would accept a motion to approve Dick Smith as the Board of Education's Vice President for 2020.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Luke. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries.
All right.
Congratulations, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you. And I echo what you said. I really feel honored to accept and be elected to this position. I hope that I live up and am worthy for this, and working with Sue is easy because she does a wonderful job as our president, and has things with our school board running in good order. So, thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, I would accept a motion to adopt our agenda for this meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Motion by Ms. Savage, and second by Mr. Smith.
Okay.
I'm say. Roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we need a motion to establish our meeting date, time, and location for regular meetings. So the recommended motion is to approve the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. and the location to be determined by the building that's going to be doing the presentation. Mm-hmm. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Ms. Powers. So I don't know if you've checked your calendars or not. To me, it looks like that third Thursday should not be a problem throughout the year as far as holidays, things like that.
Uh-huh.
But I did want to bring up consideration of making our December meeting possibly on December 10th. And would that help with the payroll issue, or it just seemed like with it later in December that makes it challenging for everybody.
That would help with that.
Okay.
Was there a year where we did not have a December meeting?
There was, yes.
How did that go? You guys have an opinion about that?
Well, I think that we were okay, but we didn't have any issues. I think if
right.
there's issues, then there's a problem
that
needs to be addressed.
Well, I mean, we could go ahead and just not plan a regular meeting for December, and if one is needed, if there was some issue, you know, because really the only issue usually is if there's HR action mm-hmm. that needs to be approved.
Yeah. The other thing is that by going to the different school buildings, if we eliminate a meeting, we're likely to move a building visit to the summer or before school starts or something like that. That having that December meeting, this year we were at Tri-Academy.
Right.
And,
well, that turned
I'm
out to
okay
be
with the 10th. The
okay,
tenth is
making,
early
making it a little bit earlier,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That was a very worthwhile meeting this
mm-hmm.
year. We didn't maybe have as much business as sometimes, but the presentation was really
right.
useful.
Mm-hmm.
And we might look at that. I know at our meeting we're going to have some students that are going to be recognized, and maybe next year we could use that December
right.
meeting to recognize some students mm-hmm. if there's not a lot of other stuff on the agenda.
Okay. So
the only other one, Sue, I think, you know, is kind of worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
February is... our winter is not hit yet, and Raymond being in February, I think is a, you know what I mean? I would rather see it in a little better weather, because I know a couple times that we've hit that Raymond drive in December sometimes is, or I mean, in
winter
February
time,
not
yeah.
good, right?
Right, right.
So just bringing that up, I mean.
Okay. Okay.
The other, the March one has already been set, right?
Well, I mean, if we approve the third Thursday, then it would be March 19th.
That's right before spring break. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember spring break. Yeah, I think yes, spring break. I do. I think that's the following. I think it's the 20th.
The 19th
yeah.
is the Thursday before spring.
Does that make any difference?
Right.
And anything we set, we can adjust.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. We can make adjustments. Because I'm sure nobody knows their vacation schedule yet.
I didn't.
You know.
Okay.
Well, you're way ahead of the game then.
No, we're getting the heck out of here when spring break hits.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
Us and the teens. Okay. But I think we're leaving on Friday or Saturday, so it should be fine.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve the third Thursday. And this is where I don't do a very good job with Robert's rules, but if I want to amend the motion change the December meeting to the second Thursday.
I'll offer an amendment to the motion.
Thank you.
That we move the December meeting to December the 10th.
Okay.
From the third Thursday.
Right. Okay. A second for that amendment?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. And then further conversation before we have a roll call on this, because in the past we have, I just want to talk a little bit about notice for these meetings. Our current practice aligns with our board policy, which says that our meeting notice is made to our media outlets. So we currently send an email. It goes to the JT, the Union County Daily Digital, the Columbus Dispatch, I think this week, and anybody else who so desires to know what our meeting schedule is. And that's our board policy is BDDA, notification of meetings, and then also in BDDC, which is agenda preparation and dissemination. Our policy does not require that this be printed in a paper. And the fact is that our board meetings have not been printed in the Journal Tribune, and so we did a little bit of research. If we wanted to have them printed, it would be a paid advertisement, and the same thing with the Columbus Dispatch. So I don't see really any need to have them published in the paper. It would be nice if it were a free service, but I think that there are some other options, maybe using the sign in front of the Early College High School as well. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's on our website. And like I said, it's emailed to anybody who's interested in it. And I know a lot of the buildings in their newsletters, they put in there as well when our board meetings are.
I know the city and their full agenda is published. Is that?
It is not consistently published. If they have room, it is published, but they are not charged for that. But they also, the city puts in a lot of other paid advertisements in the paper.
Okay.
So that's kind of the understanding that I have from talking to a couple different people.
All right.
So it's not something that they automatically print their council meeting agendas, but I have seen it in there as well. So that was the explanation I was given. Okay. So I just kind of wanted, in the past, we've voted on a designation for the newspaper, our official newspaper, but there's really nothing in Ohio Revised Code that says we need to do that. So I just said, why are we even voting on it then?
Right.
Because it's not printed in there, and we email it to everybody anyway. So in case you were wondering why that's not an agenda item, that is why. So,
Okay.
I just thought it kind of fit in with our meeting schedule thing. So we'll continue to notify via email and look into maybe having it posted on the Early College High School, maybe the week of our meeting or something. So
I like that idea.
Okay.
The general population passes down that road.
Yeah.
Very consistently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's on our website. It's on the school website.
Right. Do you see any issue with that, Jonathan? Okay. Good. Then we could have a roll call for our meetings.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Carried.
That's the amendment.
That's the amended motion. Okay,
amendment.
Now, thank you. So the motion passes for the amendment of our original motion.
Right.
So now we will vote on the amended motion, which includes changing the meeting date in December from December 17th, the third Thursday, to the second Thursday, December 10th. Okay, a roll call for that. Or do we need a motion now?
So
we have the motion. Okay, we've approved the amendment. So now we have, okay, yes. Okay, roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We have our meetings set for now until something else comes up. Okay, next on our agenda, I would accept a motion to establish the compensation at $125 per meeting for a maximum of 24 meetings per year for our board members.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Savage, second by Mr. Luke. Any comments?
Okay. So this is not a change for us, but it may be a change for you.
Yes.
Okay. It is a change for us.
Right, now that we have been reelected.
Right.
Yeah, because it passed when we were
only 12 meetings
serving
senior.
Within our current terms, and you cannot benefit within your current term.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So, roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, I would accept a motion to approve our board service fund of $7,500.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. And this is the same board service fund amount that we have had since we've been on the board and before, and I know we always check, and I think it continues to be plenty. So the kinds of things that this covers is when we go to continuing education, trainings, if we have travel expenses, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, I would accept a motion to approve the appointments to committees.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. I think you all received that assignment list. I don't think there were really any, changes to that. And as we've said before, a lot of these aren't really active committees. In case something comes up, we are prepared. Any questions or comments? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, I would accept a motion to approve our annual standing resolutions.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. So, again, this is something that we go through every year, just kind of reemphasize the different areas where we are giving the authority for different people to take care of things on behalf of the board. It also has our legal counsel, which was different last. We switched that during the year, so it has our new legal counsel on there, and then just memberships, things like memberships in Ohio School Boards Association and subscriptions to a lot of the literature that we and emails that we receive help us stay on top of things. Mm-hmm. And let's see, it also designates our treasurer to be our public records training designee. So I think you attend that every year, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes.
Any questions or comments? All right, roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next item would be a motion to approve Monday, January 4th, 2021 at 5:30 at the Board of Education office for our 2021 organizational meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage.
I was waiting to see if he...
In between.
Yeah, if he had his vacation's already planned.
Okay, oh yeah, yes, yeah.
Yeah, because I wish I was this organized already.
Like, I wasn't thinking about vacation, I was thinking about weather.
Okay.
I just want to fly
and
away.
I realized we don't know what's coming next week, but not a year from now.
Exactly. And it, that does give us some flexibility because Ohio Revised Code says we need to have our organizational meeting by January 15th. Mm-hmm. So if something would come up, we have some room to move it. But otherwise, in the past, we've always started with that first Monday in January. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Roll call.
Ms. Powers.
Yes.
Ms. Savage.
Yes.
Mr. Luke.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Devine.
Yes. Motion carries. Any comments or questions from board members before we move into executive session?
Well, excited to spend another 4 years with you guys. So glad it's done, it's over, and there we go.
It's like to welcome back you and Sue. It's a pleasure to serve with everybody on this board, and I look forward to a great year. And I know we've got lots of things that are happening in the district. And it's really an exciting time, I think, for our school district and our community.
Mm-hmm. Great. I had a couple, I didn't know if, I had it on my list here to talk a little bit about community coffees. And that's something we can confirm that at our meeting on Thursday. Mm-hmm. But just kind of a heads up that we'll be looking to plan them starting in February. And then also, wanting you to check your calendars for our second half of our building visits where we do the switch. And I know Mrs. Mm-hmm. Powers isn't able to join us because of her work schedule, but Nan and I and then Dick and Brian made visits to half of the buildings back in August. And so January is a good month to make that second half visit. So I'd be looking at either January 21st or 22nd or the following week, Monday through Thursday, the 27th through the 30th. So
are you saying those are up to, like, the two of us who are paired?
Yeah. It's I think it would probably be helpful if we pick the same date. I think it'd be helpful for our district to know, okay, on this date, you're going to have visits from board members.
Right.
So anyways, I know my only, I'm kind of on call right now because we're expecting a grandchild any day.
Who's this?
Connor and Anna.
Okay.
But otherwise, you know, those dates, if there's, we can, you know, kind of test and figure out a date that works the best for all of us.
So, okay. January 21st is Martin Luther King Day.
20th. You might be in 2021.
I'm in the wrong year.
Yeah.
I was
you were looking at our organizational meeting.
I did the same thing. I went to 2021.
Yeah. So Tuesday and Wednesday are good, and then I know on Thursday, the 23rd, Dick has scheduled a visit from a legislator, so we want to stay away from the
meeting. Also now on Friday morning.
Oh, okay, and Friday. So Tuesday and Wednesday would be possibilities next week, and then the following week, the last week of January, I just have Monday through Thursday. I always figure it's probably good to stay away from Fridays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and this afternoon, I have a meeting in Lima with Representative Portman's representative on Wednesday the 22nd. So the 21st would be a good day for me.
Okay. And that following week?
The next week, I'm open on the 27th through the 30th. I'll be on the road to Washington on Friday.
Right. Yes, I have that next. We'll be going to MSBA again on February 2nd. Well, the actual thing will be sent. Okay, well, maybe we'll... 21st issue for you?
21st is my car service.
Okay. Wait, what?
I can change it, but...
Would you say a car?
I'm having my car service.
Oh, okay, okay. You could drop it off, and I could drive.
Okay. I'm in Dublin, though. I dropped it off in Dublin.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, we'll figure that out, okay? And then just the only other reminder is, I won't say that. There's a board member 201 class on February 8th, but I'll remind you guys about that later. Oh, I know, the other thing was, we're going to do a mid-year review for Todd here tonight, but at some point, if we want to have like a little work session for us to do a mid-year review, and we'd also talk about doing that end-of-year video. After we saw, you know, what the makeup of our board was going to be, so I just want to throw a reminder out about that as well.
Right.
So maybe sometime in February we could try and, you know,
we can do that.
Review our goals for the year, see how we are, and maybe start that conversation and start working on that.
Okay.
So, okay.
Before we move out of the comments section,
I'm done with, yes.
I know we have a lot of 5-0 votes, and sometimes people think that it's casual or on thinking, and that's never true.
Mm-hmm.
But especially on the vote today for president and vice president, I wanted you to know there's no just going along with the crowd. These are very important positions, and I'm very happy to vote for Sue as president and Dick as vice president. And I'm happy that we have a team that works together, and I'm very happy with the leadership that you've provided all these years. I'm glad that you're willing to continue with that. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I wanted you to know that my vote was given earnestly and with thought.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, next on our agenda, I would accept a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of ORC 121-22G number 1 to consider the employment of a public employee or official.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?